Building beloved community, Joan Carolyn.
Heather, can I put you on the spot and start with something a little funny? Big hugs to you. I'm tired after yesterday, and Heather walked in and I thought, I know that woman. But quite frankly, from her camping attire to this, I didn't recognize her. But I should have got it by the boots. Anyway, thank you. And good morning and heartfelt gratitude to all of you for the warm welcome that I've received, not only this morning, but throughout my stay here in Thunder Bay. So as we've prepared for this service, David has been most eloquent in sharing readings, music, and poetry, celebrating the power of relationship. And I just have to say, Ray Drennan's poem about canoeing is one of my favorite. For a fundraiser for Winnipeg, my partner and I used to take a dozen people on a canoe dinner, and there was a range of paddling experience. And as we attempted to paddle across a lake and through a tunnel to an island to have dinner, canoes were going everywhere. Yes, so I love Ray Drennan's poem. I wish to build on that theme and begin with two quotes, one from William Ellery Channing, a Unitarian preacher who lived from 1780 to 1842, and the second reading from a much more recent Unitarian Universalist minister, Forrest Church, who died in 2009. Both celebrated the vital bonds that hold us together. So from Channing, I am a living member of the great family of all souls, and I cannot improve or suffer myself without diffusing good or evil around me through ever-enlarging spheres. I belong to this family. I am bound to it by vital bonds. And from Forrest Church, anything that brings us together, inspiring us to open our hearts, hands, and minds, to forget our differences for a moment, and remember we are one, is a sacrament. So this morning I want to invite us into a time celebrating various circles of network which surround our lives because we have chosen to be here, a part of Lakehead Unitarian Fellowship, or LUF for short. I was told yesterday I could say that. So let's begin this exploration with a glimpse into some of the powerful networks of relationship existing here within this fellowship. I've been here before. In January of 2015, LUF invited me to come in and explore ideas regarding vision and directions into which you might grow. Using a sailing image, I began that process by asking people to respond to four different questions. What has drawn you to sign on with LUF? Have there been any shoals on which you've run aground? You know, difficulties? What are the winds in your sails that keep you going? And what about the future? What are you looking forward to? Are there things to repair, replace, overhaul, or build anew? Here are just some of the responses shared at that time. This place and this religion are important to this community. Belonging and contributing are a part of who we are. A caring community in which I can know I belong. The warmth and friendliness of the people here. The fantastic learning and growth activities that keep me here. expansion of my experience and knowledge base, conferences, workshops, leadership training. I'm always learning and becoming a born-again Unitarian. Opportunities to be involved in the organization through volunteering, and Unitarians are independent thinkers who don't want to go through life alone. LUF is known in Thunder Bay for liberal religion, commitment, and action regarding social justice. And here is a speaker I get to digress for a moment. Coming away from the comments from 2015, in preparation for this weekend, David shared with me your passion for truth, healing, and reconciliation. That you have found value in the THR reflection guides, and I'm going to talk a bit more about them shortly, that have been created, and that you are seeking to share them in wider circles outside of this community, like your fellowship, and in the wider Thunder Bay community. You are also looking to partner with local projects which address Indigenous concerns. The most recent idea is to aid in promoting the Walk a Mile video. Your announcements for this morning highlight just a few other areas of concern reaching beyond your walls into the wider community. Food, housing, Indigenous and non-Indigenous reconciliation, opportunities for action. So the comments from 2015 ring true today. This place and this religion are important to this community. So I'm going to stop from that list now, not because the list shared at that time is complete, but because I believe these words help to share the high value people place on the relationships they have built here. If you're interested in reading more, I invite you to check out the 4 pages of notes on the back wall that are marked in big blue 2015. Building on a base which honors the positive experiences which have drawn people in, there was also a willingness to explore challenges and areas for growth, back in 2015 as well as now. And here are just some of the ideas that were expressed. You know, we have differing opinions, and that's wonderful. But then when there are there are differing opinions, and that's wonderful. But when so many view their opinions as right, we have problems, and the boat gets stuck. There are challenges regarding communication, and we need to learn to listen well. Regarding conflict, how do we constructively, kindly disagree with one another? Listen to the wisdom of our elders in our midst for help and guidance. And prepare a well-thought-out outreach campaign and a program that will welcome newcomers. A desire to practice radical hospitality. How do we greet and welcome newcomers? As we explored building beloved community with the 23 people gathered here yesterday, there was a willingness to start from a strengths-based perspective, appreciating the positive reasons which have drawn us here, and valuing the gifts that each of us brings. At the close of our day, 4 groups met to consider how LUF organizes, as well as how LUF seeks to engage people. And each group was able to affirm some of the things that LUF is doing well as identify some creative ideas in which this community could continue to grow. And those lists are also on the back wall, marked 2018. So, many great ideas were shared, and I invite you to take the time to check some of them out. What I want to draw your attention to in a special way this morning is the energy that ran through our full day yesterday. It was palpable. highlighting the strong positive impact love has in people's lives. You don't carry that kind of energy all day on Saturday without something basing it. All right. I could talk a lot more on love, and I'm sure all of you could add a lot more stories, but I want to talk a little bit more now about the powerful relationship networks that exist in expanding circles. I've already talked about love and some of the ways in which you reach out into the community around you. We can discover some of that later. Right now, I want to talk about LUF as a member congregation of the Canadian Unitarian Council, CUC, and thus connected to 46 other UU communities across Canada. Canada is a huge country, and 47 faith groups is not a small number, but when they are spread across our country, many of our groups can feel isolated. Yet the effort to remain connected is well worth the while. Why? Allow me to share just a few examples of what can be done when we get together. So when we work together, we can create some great resources. Well known in many circles is the great work done by UUs at an international level, working together with another faith group, the United Church, and creating Our Whole Lives Human Sexuality Program, a program whose positive, holistic approach has been welcomed not only within other faith groups, but also within formal education centers. And now, they've added a seniors version for OWL. If you haven't tried it, I welcome you to give it a whirl. Over several decades, there was a growing grassroots movement among UUs seeking to address the need for people to be able to die with dignity. Those growing voices raised their concern at the national CUC level, and the representatives in that office, along with others, helped to present several cases before Canadian courts regarding the right to die with dignity. Another area of high interest among CUC member groups is in relation to Canadian justice, or lack thereof, exists regarding Indigenous and non-Indigenous justice. Most recently, the Truth and Reconciliation Commission became a focus for UUs, Canadian and others, to express their acknowledgement of harm done, to seek ways to stand in solidarity, and to build concrete expressions of support. On March 29, 2014, Reverend Meg Roberts and Dr. Gary Groot presented an expression of reconciliation to the Truth and Reconciliation Commission at the final event in Edmonton. Representing the UU Ministers of Canada and the Canadian Unitarian Council, Reverend Roberts and Dr. Groot also offered a chalice made by Wade Stephen Baker, a Kwakutl artist, as a symbol of solidarity and Unitarianism to light the way to truth. And it hasn't stopped there. Together with the UU Ministers of Canada, the CUC decided to build on member congregation commitment to solidarity with the TRC and act on just one of the 94 calls to action, the need for non-Indigenous Canadians to educate themselves. And that commitment has grown from one Truth, Healing, and Reconciliation reflection guide for adults to a series of 5 reflection guides for a range of ages. These are just a few examples of the great work that can be accomplished when UUs come together to share a national voice. They are also projects which have become huge and coordinated action at a national level was very important. There are other ways in which our national connections aid in the journey to build beloved community. Congregations can reach out to each other, for example, via the CUC's leaders group, and ask questions and share concerns. At times, other UU leaders will have resources to share, like, for example, a concern that was raised by a board member here and the North Shore Unitarian Church, who has worked hard at implementing a new governance structure, is willing to share a one-page guide for newcomers to their congregation. At other times, leaders from across the country may respond with the news that they too share similar problems. It may be that the knowledge that you do not walk alone will also provide a sense of solidarity. And it may also be true that your CUC national staff, like Reverend Linda Thompson and myself, may be following the conversations and develop webinars, like the financial webinars beginning on October 24th with our new bookkeeper, Clyde Harris, or the worship associates trainings that are going to happen in March and May of 2019, all growing out of the conversations on the leaders list. Our national networks also aid in bringing us together, reconnecting in powerful ways as we learn, strategize, celebrate, worship, and take action together. Whether we gather as young adults at Unicamp for a retreat, as youth at Canoodle or youth cons, as adults at regional and national gatherings and family camps, the evaluations and program reviews have been unanimous. Canadian UUs want these gatherings to continue. In closing, I want to come back to this fellowship and all of you. There exists within your relationships great value and power, which has and continues to draw people in and keep you here. There are also challenges on your journey, past and present, to which you have and continue to respond. As you continue this journey, I want to welcome you to keep drawing on the resources which exist within all of you, as well as those that exist within the wider circles here in Thunder Bay, as well as across the country and internationally. What are your dreams and visions? What has your community done well? What are your growing edges? And what are the causes which you hold passionately? And would you like some company in dealing with them? I invite you to continue sharing your story within this community and in ever-widening circles. I welcome your wisdom and will seek to share it so that others may learn, share their own experiences, and be inspired. There are many avenues in which these stories may be shared via the CUC, the e-news, participating as speakers or participants in webinars or roundtables are just a few options. But your community wisdom is valuable, and I want to share it. And you already share it by having shared some of your stories, and I want to take the time to honor a couple of people. Margaret Wanlon, who is on the CUC board. Rob Van Wyck, who is working with the National Lay Chaplaincy Committee, and Raven's past and potential future contributions to youth events like Canoodle. These people and all of you are highly valued and noteworthy. We want to share the power of story. So, the reasons people have come to this fellowship are numerous and wide-ranging. Those lists are just the tip of the iceberg. Here among you is great strength, and each time I visit, I'm inspired. Inspired by your positive relationship power, and from that base, your capacity to consider honestly the challenges within and the commitment to continued growth. It has been a privilege and an honor to spend time with you, and my best wishes for the journey ahead. In the words of Reverend Millie Rochester, I say go in peace, go making peace, live gently, love mightily, and bow to the mystery. Oh, and you've heard of Sweet 16th? Well, this is an early happy birthday to all of you for your 60th, Sweet 60th coming up in January. So happy birthday.